You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy here at Mix 100. Coming up before 10 o'clock, you'll have your first chance for today to get qualified for the Adventures in Vegas. We're going to send somebody out to see Katy Perry in Las Vegas. Might as well be you. Stand by. We'll tell you when to call in for that. Not right now, but coming soon. So don't wander away. We are going to open the phones right now, though, to play the game we love called Rattle Off. And we are cordially inviting you to be part of the show. Call right now. Chit-chat with the boys in the morning. We get towards the end of the show, and we start feeling a little, you know, we're worn out. We need you to call in and pump us back up a little bit.
I feel fine.
I want to get pumped up.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'd like new people, too. I'd like some freshies to call us today. It's a lot of fun. It's fairly simple. So if you're not hiding out in your house today and you're scared of the hail, call us right now. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Come on, guys.
Now, we are going to BS with you a little bit and have some fun, have a few laughs, and then we're going to play the game. Here's how the game works. We assign you a category, and then you have but a mere 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of that category. A winner yesterday, a delightful woman named Kara. She was the HR professional that we were kind of interrogating yesterday. She won with five things you cannot bring into a concert.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Snakes and rabbits was included on that list.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Who's going to play today? We need some fun people. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. If you're put on hold, please be patient. Don't hang up. And if you, by some chance, get a busy signal, well, just wait just a few moments to call back, because some people do drop off the line. But we want to talk to each and every one of you. And I'll tell you this, after we play the game, if you win, you're going to get a prize. What do you got today, Jer?
How about some merch? We're going to hand you a $50 online Altitude Authentics gift card. That is the place for all of your Denver Nuggets gear. I hear they're doing pretty good. They've got everything. Jerseys, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, all the latest 2023 playoff merch. They've got you covered. That website, altitudeauthentics.com.
That's a great prize.
Yeah, some pants.
I will say this to everybody who's on hold. We do make one request here, is that even if we get a winner, no matter if we get a, and you know, look, if you're pretty far down the queue, it could take us a while to get your call. But if we get a winner ahead of you, please don't hang up. We still want to visit with you. That's all we ask.
Capiche?
Stay on the line. Who's the first one in today? Louise. What are you doing today, Louise?
I am working and hoping it doesn't hail down at Park Meadows area.
I am exchanging messages with my wife right now, who is down in that area. And she says, I really should have brought some blankets to throw all over your truck.
Oh, no.
And I wrote back, I just said, I have a bad feeling about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Louise, this is one of those days where people are going to pull into parking lots. And if there's even one tree in that parking lot, everyone's going to try to like park their car underneath that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll be covered in leaves when the hail hits the tree.
Yeah, hey, well, it better than
better leaves than
true.
Don't they have those devices where it's like a bubble that you pull your car into and then you inflate it and it like inflates around your car and it's for hail protection? I think I've seen those. And we need to invest heavily in those here in Colorado.
Yeah.
I need to buy one.
It's a thing,
man. Like the James Bond thing.
It does sound pretty fancy.
It does.
It also reminds me of those giant inflatable balls that you go up to like a top of a hill and you get inside of it and then you roll down.
It's like a little hedgehog wheel.
Yeah, it's
or
like a hamster ball, and you get in it and you roll down the and you can roll down hills in them. They're awesome. We need those, Louise. What are you doing today, other than that?
Working.
Just working. What do you do?
Yep. I am a tax CPA.
Oh, okay.
So what do you got? All the people that filed extensions, you're working on their stuff now?
Yes, that, and then we'll get ready to do tax planning this summer.
Dang. You're raking the money in this time of year, aren't you?
We try.
How much have you made so far? Tell me.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope. Ballpark?
You know what I'm...
okay, so it being just me, tax season easily can bring in six figures. And I'm the only one doing the work right now. So.
Damn, Louise.
I will tell you that I am considering moving on to a new tax preparation service.
Really?
After what happened with me and them this year, I think I'm ready to start looking for
now,
somebody.
Now, do you go to that little kiosk that they have set up there at the Walmart that people get their taxes?
Me?
Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
No.
I always scratch my head because I go into my Walmart and there's those little kiosks. They're set up like at the end of the checkouts and they've got like little partitions, but you can sit in there with somebody and do your taxes. I'm like, who is doing this in the middle of Walmart?
Well, you know what happened with me is I had it's a company, and it's not a real big company. They got like four or five CPAs and stuff like that, and it was very personalized service. And then suddenly this year, A, they moved me to a different person that I had not used before, didn't tell me about it, and B, there was no real communication. It was just like form stuff that I was getting through email, and suddenly I just became a number.
Yeah, and that's a big complaint that we hear from clients.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you guys are busy. I totally get that. But at least a phone call to say, hey, look, you've been working with so-and-so for the last several years, but now you're going to be working with like something like that I'm semi-important to your business.
Right.
So I'm like, nah, I'm out.
Move on.
I'm ready to move on. All right. Hey, let's play some Rattle Off. Louise, you ready to try it?
I am ready.
Let's see how you do with this. 10 seconds. We want to talk about sports. But what we're looking for in 10 seconds are five sports that do not use a ball. Five sports that do not use a ball. Ready and go.
Track, swimming, cross country, skiing, ice skating, roller skating.
Done and done.
I think that makes this woman a
winner!
Oh, that was well done. Look, some people are hanging up. I said if we get a winner, don't hang
that.
Up.
We said capiche.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
The Italian people didn't, the non-Italians didn't understand.
They did. They're like, what? I don't know. I'm hanging up. I'm out of here.
They thought you said quiche.
Quiche, yeah.
I get what you're going
at. That's funny.
Louise, listen, you're the champ today. If you will hold on, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. I'll tell you who the cool people are who stuck around. Riley, Jenna, and Tina. Those are the three cool kids in class. Hey, Riley, what are you doing?
Not that cool.
Maybe not as cool as I thought. Riley going once.
Riley.
Going twice.
Oh, sorry.
Duh, now Riley's got to call back.
Call back, Riley.
Riley, call back. We were hitting the button just as you started talking. Here's Jenna. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Hi.
Hey!
What are you up to today?
I am going to the airport.
Why?
My brother's getting married in Michigan.
Oh, do you like who he's marrying?
I love her. Couldn't have picked a better match.
Perfect. This is going to be a good time then.
That's really good then.
I hope your flight doesn't get canceled.
Oh.
Sorry?
How long did they date? How long were they together?
Oh, 5 years. We were pretty much screaming at my brother to propose already.
You didn't want to lose this one, did you?
No, we were like, you're not going to do any better. Get on it.
What makes her so great?
She's just funny, down to earth, super sweet, super generous, just a lovely person.
It sounds like he's marrying me, honestly.
But yeah,
we'll have a good time. What'd you get him for a wedding gift?
I am pet sitting their dogs for 3 weeks while they're on their honeymoon.
3 week honeymoon, really?
That's insane.
Where are they going?
They're going to like Ireland, Scotland, and the UK.
Dang.
Lucky.
That's fantastic.
That sounds great.
You know, 3 weeks of dog sitting, that is a pretty generous gift right there.
Very nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
How many dogs?
Two. One puppy and 1 5-year-old.
Oh, so you got a puppy, so you have to potty train him too?
He's mostly potty trained, but still has a few accidents.
Ooh. Well, that sounds like Jeremy too.
It does. It really does. So. They drink a lot of water.
You know, this whole thing about, you know, how she's a perfect catch for him, and you said he's a good guy too. You know, here, let's just talk about this for a second, Jenna. There are couples like that where each person individually is a catch and is really good, but for whatever reason, that chemistry is not really clicking between them, and no one can put their finger on what it is. So you could have this potential sister-in-law who is just so cool, but yet she's not really tripping his trigger, and vice versa. So you just never know, right?
That's why they dated for 5 years. Because my brother wanted to be super sure.
Yeah, I guess that's the way to do it.
And then he's gonna turn out to be the one who's the nightmare. That's what's gonna happen. You know, he made her wait for 5 years, and then he's gonna be the pain.
Like, you're impossible to live with, and your dog pees everywhere.
Right.
Oh wow.
What about you? Do you have the love of your life, Jenna?
Oh, I wish.
Still looking, huh?
What are you looking for?
Yep. That's someone who can make me laugh and doesn't treat me like dirt.
That's pretty broad.
Pretty big request.
Seems
like there are a lot of people who would fit that category.
I know, right?
Are you going on a lot of dates?
No, I was sick for a really long time.
Okay. So. All right.
Well, you know, catching up could be a lot of fun, though.
I'm having fun, yeah.
Good for you. What do you do for a living?
I'm a receptionist for an IT company.
Today is National Receptionist Day, so happy Receptionist Day.
Yeah.
And we hope that they treat you well and do something nice for you today.
I hope you show up to gifts at your desk.
Well, I took PTO to take the flight to my brother, so they're getting off easy.
Well, you missed out big time today. They probably had a catered meal, a fruit basket.
Yeah, and the temp worker is going to get all of it.
So disappointing. Man.
Listen, have a great time at the wedding. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for listening. Safe travels to you. We appreciate you, Jenna.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm still waiting on Riley to call us back. Where'd you go, Riley? Riley can call us back. We're leaving the lines open just for Riley to call back. So we'll see if she
does. Any Riley at this point.
Any Riley to
fill
that spot.
Any Riley can call in.
Here's Tina, who's patiently holding. What are you up to today, Tina?
Uh-oh.
Sounds like we got Riley part two going here.
Give it a second. What do you think? Give it a second.
Tina going once.
Tina, are you on mute?
Hi.
Boom.
Well, I'm here.
Knew it.
Why does this keep happening? What were you doing?
She accidentally put herself back on mute.
Tina.
All right, Tina, we'll put you on hold. We got a Riley.
What is going on? Did we get Riley back? Riley, what is up with you and Tina today? What are you guys doing?
I was trying to go get breakfast because I work a night shift, and I didn't hear you guys calling because I was waiting in line.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're just hangry.
So what did you end up getting for breakfast?
Gibbs.
Gibbs? What's Gibbs?
What is that?
Gibbs New York bagels. Probably the best bagels in the area.
Really? What kind of bagel do you get?
I was going to say, I get a Parmesan bagel, and I get egg, cheese, bacon, and tomato.
Holy crap, dang. I want that. I want that now.
It's so good. Oh, Gibbs is so good.
Oh.
What does that cost you?
$6.
Not bad for a breakfast sandwich.
You get any kind of little side with it? Any kind of like tater tots or anything?
I sometimes will, but I was too tired, and because I'm a custodian for a public school, so I think I'm getting a cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right. Well, the one I just had lasted 10 days.
Enjoy that, Riley.
Oh.
See, I'm hoping it doesn't, because we're getting close to finals in the end of the summer, so I really don't need to take off any more days.
Right.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for doing that job. You probably got to deal with a lot of crap with all those little kiddos.
Oh, man.
All
that. Oh, like, yep.
A lot of gross stuff. You got any stories you can tell us?
That you could tell us.
That are appropriate-ish?
Yeah, I'll leave out names.
What have you cleaned up?
Put it this, there was, we'll just say a silicone-based personal toy confiscated.
Hmm.
That might have been Rainbow.
Then you, like, auction that off or something afterwards, or what?
No, no wonder you're so tired.
No, so one of the people I clean up after, one of the people, they just go, hey, I got something in my office. Have you been in there? I'm like,
wow.
Do I want to?
Yeah, you want to.
Normally when they say that, it's like puke or something. I'm like, do I want to go in your office?
Something totally different.
They showed it to me, so we all laughed about it. But I'm like, yeah, it's never boring.
Where did that come from?
Apparently kids were tossing it around.
Like out at recess? Back in my day, we just threw a football around.
Apparently, they thought it'd be funny. Kids, am I right?
You know what? It is
That's
funny.
Fantastic.
It's hilarious.
What age group are we talking about here?
Say kindergartners.
You will say middle school. I worked at a middle high, so it was probably middle to freshman.
Yeah, I was that's thinking fantastic. That's probably yeah. right.
There's an old game called Hot Potato. I'm wondering what this would be called.
That's pretty good, Riley. Pretty good.
How long have you done that job?
Beginning of December, but I'm at this school because I used to be a sub because even release needs subs. And so I was a sub, and then in March I got my permanent position at the school I'm at.
Do you love it?
Oh, no, yeah, I love it. It's a great school. Everyone cares about the area, which makes a huge difference on my job.
That's
because
so
the
cool.
The teachers and staff don't care about the school. No one wants to be there, and no one wants to clean it up. So, yeah, I definitely got pretty lucky.
Good for you.
That's good.
That sounds That's pretty good. Rewarding,
How old are
actually.
You, Riley?
20. I'm turning 21 in September.
What are you going to do for your 21st?
Probably go take my dog camping for a week.
That's great.
All right. Simple enough.
It's like my twin wants to go take my older sibling and a couple of our friends out, like, partying, and I'm like, first of all, our birthday's on a Thursday. I'm not about to go get blackout drunk then go to a middle high school hungover on a Friday.
You're very wise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. So I'm like, I'll probably just go camping.
That sounds 10 times better, honestly, just to go up to the hills.
Way more mature.
Very
way
much.
More mature, Riley. Good for you.
I thought so. It's like, I'm not about to get, like, blackout drunk at a bar in Denver and then have to go deal with middle and high schoolers on a Friday hungover.
Deja vu.
It does not sound fun.
Yep.
I got to ask you something. As a 20-year-old, what is it that you find appealing about this morning show?
Oh, I don't know. If you guys are real. I normally don't like morning shows, but I'm like, I'll just listen to you guys when I'm driving, usually home from work or something like that. And I'm like, I don't know, you guys are cool and you always do fun stuff. And it's because most things and just in general that are geared towards like 20-year-olds are all about partying, drinking, shots. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to go far in life.
Yeah.
It'll be great. It's a good mindset to be in.
And I'll tell you something else. We have really enjoyed the phone conversation with you. That's not always the easiest, having phone conversations with younger generations sometimes, because they're a texting generation, not a conversation generation.
I hate texting so much.
You're an old soul.
You really are.
You're an old soul.
You're a unicorn. You're a unicorn.
Yeah, but that's great.
Well, and I credit it partly to, I spent a lot of time around my grandpa growing up, so I'd be helping out him in a shop, restoring his cars. So I'm like, and he hates texting, so I just never texted growing up.
Well, you know
That's
what?
Great.
This has been a terrific call. I'm glad you called back. Thank you. I'm glad you got your
I was like, get
bagel
it right.
And...
I had my sandwich in my hand. I'm like, no.
Well, we appreciate you, Riley. It was really nice meeting you.
Call us anytime, okay?
Will do.
All right, see you.
All right, ciao.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Now the question is, do you think we got Tina back?
Tina, are you back?
I am trying. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can now.
What was going on with you?
Well, they told me, the guy that when he picked up when I called said take it off speaker Bluetooth, so I did. But I must have accidentally muted my phone, and I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, don't you worry.
Very embarrassing for you.
I love you guys. I have listened for 15 years, and I've never gotten through, so this is exciting.
You've been listening for 15 years?
Yes, I have, darling. Yes, I have.
That's wonderful.
You know what? If we could give you a little squeeze and a tongue kiss right now, we would.
Do you want to come down here and get that?
I'm on my way, boys.
All right. We'll save you a parking spot up front.
Reserved for good kisser Tina.
Put some gum in.
There you are. Yeah, I used to listen to you guys when I would take my children to school, and my daughter graduated from high school 15 years ago, so I've listened for longer than 15 years.
Dang. So.
That's very kind of you.
That's fantastic.
I can't believe I got through. This is exciting.
It's exciting for us. Where are you from originally?
Georgia. Why? Actually, New York. No. I'm from Georgia. Do I have an accent?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit of a touch.
A
where in
taste.
Georgia?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I live about an hour north of Atlanta now, so I'm pretty familiar with that sound.
Oh, I see. So are you from Dalton or Rome or whereabouts?
Well, I don't like to get too close. Let's just say about an hour north of Atlanta. How's that?
Okay. Well, I was born 2 hours north of Atlanta, so I bet I know where you're from. But that's lovely. We're kinfolk.
Can't see that we are.
That's funny.
What brought you to Colorado?
Well, my husband. So we both went to Georgia Tech. You know, obviously in Atlanta. And
rambling wreck. Here,
a rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and a hell of an engineer. And so he came out here to get his PhD in mathematics from CU. And when he came out, I followed, and we never left. And we've been here 35 years later. We had two children, raised them. So I've been here for about 35 years.
Oh, it's paradise in Colorado, isn't it? Just beautiful.
This is my home, boys. Colorado is my home.
Homeboys.
Yeah, you'll never get it out of your heart. I'll tell you this. My stepdaughter, her boyfriend just transferred into Georgia Tech, and he's studying engineering there as well. So the same path, I guess. So yeah.
That's awesome. Well, he will do well in life because you get a great education at Georgia Tech. My father-in-law is there. Most of my family went. It's a good school. So.
Did you say you became an engineer, or was it your husband?
It was my husband. We both studied mathematics, and we both got degrees in mathematics, but I am a substitute teacher now because I was a domestic engineer for a few years. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's very good. What are you going to do with your day today?
Oh, I'm about to go into work. It's probably my last day this school year because they have finals coming up, and I'm playing in Mahler Fest, which happens in Boulder next week, so I'll have about 6-hour day rehearsals next week, and then the following week is final. So today's probably my last day working for this school year. So
what?
Congratulations, Mahler Fest.
It's Mahler Fest. Yeah, they play every year. They get together about 70 to 80 musicians to perform a Mahler symphony. This year we're doing Mahler's second symphony.
No kidding. Wow. What do you play?
I play the French horn.
Oh, beautiful sound!
Yes,
no, really, it is.
It is. What's you that, guys, come to Mahler Fest. It's going to be great.
People should find a track. You can listen to it on Spotify by the Beatles called For No One. It's a Beatles song called For No One off the Revolver album. And there's a beautiful French horn solo in that song.
Hmm.
So
that's the round one, right? It's the round horn?
Yes, it has all the tubing, so it looks like intestines, sort of. Kind
right,
of.
Okay. I was trying to place the horn.
Yeah.
All right.
It's 16 feet of brass. But anyway, it's called For No One. I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yeah, For No One on the Revolver album. And there's a little French horn solo in that. So you think you'll enjoy it.
Well, it's cool that you even know what a French horn is, but a lot of people don't. So that's really cool.
Well, you know, I'm well-rounded, Tina. What can I say?
And here I am. It's the round one, right? Does it got a spit trap in it?
It does have a spit trap in it.
Yeah, it better have a spit trap in it.
Oh, my God. You sound like a hoot. What are you going to do with your summer, by the way? Since you got summer off, what are you going to do?
I want to go to the Maroon Bells. I have an e-bike. I want to ride my e-bike all summer long and go to possibly Steamboat as well.
I'm
so
jealous.
Riding and we'll get you guys. You
I'm trying to get an e-bike, but my wife won't let me.
His wife says
she's
no.
She's like, no. She's like, you're not even going to pedal it. You're going to get no exercise.
That's what my husband said. But seriously, Nicole, well, get her one too.
I told her I would.
His and hers.
Oh.
They're so expensive.
Oh, Jeremy. Just they are, but you get rebates too because of it's green. So
I know what brand did you go with? Just out of curiosity,
Pedego.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, what did you pay for yours?
About $3,500. They're kind of expensive.
Thanks, Nicole.
Yeah, but you know what? Her husband's a big shot engineer. See
you
and all.
Yeah,
that.
You guys
Come
are
on.
Raking it in,
dropping the bucket. The kids are grown and gone. They're empty nesters. What do you want?
How much was your French horn?
They're looking around for things to spend money on.
My French horn was about $10,000, but we have one more house payment, and our house will be paid off. So how about that?
How about that?
That's beautiful.
Then you can buy me an e-bike.
Are you at home right now? You're in your car? You're in your car, is that right?
No, I'm in my car. I'm sitting outside the school. I'm about to go in because school's about to start.
And you don't have your French horn with you either, do you?
Unfortunately, I do not. It's sitting in my living room. I was practicing it yesterday, but
Well, call us sometime and play a few notes for us, will you?
I'll see if I can play that song from the Beatles. I'll play that little ditty from the Beatles that you
You're
just mentioned.
You're the best. Listen, you have a great day. Go on into school. Thank you for listening, and thanks for hanging out with us, Tina. We appreciate you.
Bye, Tina.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Bye, boys.
Bye.